Okay, Bangor Area High School, good evening and welcome to Allentown and to the A National Championships. This is Ginny Kraft from Washington Crossing, Pennsylvania. I'm going to be taking a look this evening at your color guard. Congratulations on being here. We're in your pre-show right now, and I will be making comments as soon as we finish this section of the show. I want to wish you good luck tonight. Looking forward to a great performance. Okay, here we go. Great, we've got color guard up front and backfield, watching the feet now as we move around here. Most of the girls have that pulse in the feet. Beautiful flags as they open. Careful that we know our pathways up front. We just had a little bit of an issue right there with two folks. As the music is growing right here, waiting to see the flag work grow just a little bit. I love the work there with the swells. Yep, we really want to be able to see what we hear from the music right now. Color guards are really thinking in terms of that. All right, some one-handed work right here. Watch, you know, form in the back. Make sure, please, that everyone understands the interval. We've got some folks that are really tight to each other, like the turning pot of Shaw. Thank you for the body underneath of that turn with the band, with the color guard. One-handed work there as the music hit those eighth notes. Nicely done. Good. Watching our guard now being integrated within the band. Good. Yeah, nice parallel toss right there. Good for you. Yeah, continue to work on timing and excellence of the group as we move through this work, as well as interval, so that, you know, the ensemble can perform more comfortably. Just taking a moment to watch. Yep, another parallel there, handled nicely by all of the performers. Drop spins. One-handed work off the left hand and then off of the right. Good. I like the integration here within the band. Very nicely done. Yeah, we go to the one-handed work with hand on the hips a lot. So as you continue to grow, we want to think about, you know, variety. Look at range and variety of what you're giving us. Think in terms of, you know, how could you make that a bit different than it was before? We're moving now into the second number. Yeah, I appreciate how the guard held that position throughout. And now as we're moving to the front sideline, you know, the continuing with the spinning there, you made that not so much of a functional transition, but a better transition. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, kind of hard to hide that yellow here. The music is very subtle and so forth. The strip helps, but certainly we do see that bright color as we're about to move into this next number. And we're moving into swing flag, giving me a different look. A little chasse there in terms of body. Good, yeah. All right, I like the way that we're using the arms there and the body facing backfield. Watch the lower body orientation. Make sure everyone is either front slide, back slide as it should be, so that the work times correctly together. Yeah, I appreciate the fact that we continue to integrate with what the band is doing. In other words, we have this big open space and we've got, you know, the wedge of color guard within it. Thank you for that. Yeah, watch the plane with which the body turns on the swing flag. Make sure that it's, you know, end zone to end zone and not on a 45. We lose a little bit of color that way. We've got this the solo horn, and we have the soloist, so that was lovely. But think about, you know, how could the other flags have also done that, some turns or something that would help to make us soften that moment. Appreciate the sequential right there, bringing us into where the soloist is standing. Be careful, because this pose looks a lot like the pose at the end of the first number. Okay. Yeah. Now here we have a little bit more of a functional transition as the guard comes forward with the yellow swing flags. Again, you want to finesse that those moments here. I appreciate the color change here in the flags as the music definitely changes color. Yes, very nice in terms of visual musicality here. The hits. The one-handed work, yes. And the turns as we move side to side here. Appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate the ensemble timing right now being nicely done. Little pop toss right there. Very good. Bringing the flag around the head. Yeah, now some of the performers are giving me a little bit of body as they're bringing that around, a little more expressive achievement for some of them. And others are still, you know, that kind of, very upright and very straight. As if you listen to this music, and if they bring that flag around the body, the more of that upper torso lean that they can put in, the more expressive they can be during this. Yeah, they're definitely demonstrating, you know, that they have been trained in the things that they do. Now you want to look to broaden their range and broaden what's being asked of them, because they do appear to be, you know, very competent with the things that they have been given. Yeah, I appreciate the line tilting over here as a band line tilt and the wedge coming into the negative space here on side two. Make sure that everyone is really aware of their spacing right there and where they belong. I think we have a little confusion here for some of the performers. Yeah, this work is nice. You know, we're hitting accents, but we're still using the same type of moves that we used at the beginning. So, you know, begin to, as we look towards the future, really start to think about how you can broaden the range and variety of what the students are doing. I congratulate them on their performance and on their preparedness and their confidence in what they're doing here this evening. Great job.